It's just an old high school gym, built in 1921 and replaced in 1966. But it was never torn down, thanks to the efforts of one mom whose son played on the last high school team to call the place home. Now, it's a shrine of sorts. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
As Bob Garner explains, this is a very old gym with quite a story.
The original structure was 1921, and in 1936, they added the lobby, and they put the floor we're standing on down. And this floor has been in continuous use since 1936.
That gym is in Knightstown, Indiana, and the high school used it until 1966.
It was going to be a parking lot for the apartments next door, but luckily there was a lady in town, Peg Mayhill, whose son played on that last team with us here in 1966 that did not want to see this gym torn down.
But the gym was destined to be more than a place to play a game.
Peg Mayhill, who was adamant that it was not going to be torn down, also convinced the producer and Anse Paul and Pizzo to come in and look at it. And Anse Paul has said that when asked, why did you choose this gym, has a great line about this place. Look at it. It's iconic.
And if you've not yet guessed, the old hardwoods became the iconic gym of the Hickory Huskers in the movie Hoosiers.
They were here about 6 weeks, off and on. They were here for a while. They went away other places and then came back. But all it was actually filmed in Knightstown were the Hickory home games and the locker room scenes. Everything else was at different locations around central Indiana.
For the most part, the gym you see in the movie is exactly what it was like when Bob played in 1966.
The benches were never on the sides. When I played here, both teams sat on the one end by the stage. But now teams have more assistant coaches than they have players. So when we have games, we have to split them.
You can still come here and play basketball yourself. And we'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Knightstown, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.